For the second time this year, kids around the world are striking from school to demand action around climate change. And it's happening tomorrow, just before world leaders gather at the UN Climate Action Summit in New York City early next week. There were only a handful of strikes in our region last time, but tomorrow there will be several dozen. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports from one group of kids who are getting ready.
Dylan Gray wants to be president when he grows up. But for now, the 9-year-old stays active by picking up litter at his school playground during recess and making signs for protests.
I'm gonna make some pretty cool posters.
Today, Gray is at a local public library preparing artwork for the upcoming youth climate strike in his hometown of Colorado Springs.
This world has been getting a little messed up, and I think people need to acknowledge that.
He envisions a different world for his future.
I like things just to be normal. No trash, no oil spills, no polluted oceans.
Working next to Dylan is 15-year-old public school student Taylor Salisbury.
I heard that we only have 18 months to fix the world before it becomes irreversible, which is so scary.
She's here helping to paint signs for the strike, including a giant parachute that has the image of a burning earth at its center, and the words, "Our house is on fire, act like it." She says the parachute is symbolic of a kind of desperate hope.
We're trying to save ourselves, just like a person who is parachuting.
The high school sophomore says she got pretty depressed when she learned how little time we have to reverse course toward a catastrophic global temperature rise. To overcome it, she started organizing at her school. She took on the youth outreach role for her local strike and started speaking up at public meetings held by the local utilities company. She sheepishly admits she's even taken to organizing during school hours.
Yeah, I have been prioritizing the march. I've been emailing in class.
She says her biggest inspiration has been the young climate activist from Sweden, Greta Thunberg.
She's not stopping, I guess. She's constantly saying that this is a problem, but the way she says it makes you want to be involved.
Thunberg is here in the U.S. right now for the UN Climate Action Summit, which starts on Monday. This week, she testified before Congress on the climate crisis.
People in general don't seem to be very aware of the actual science and the how severe this crisis actually is. So I just think we need to inform them and start treating this crisis like the existential emergency it is.
She's a girl who's my age, and she's like causing global change. Oh my goodness, she's so cool.
That's Annabelle Brown. She's a high school sophomore at a local private school. She managed to convince her administrators to allow 3 buses full of students to go to the Colorado Springs strike, nearly half an hour away from their campus. Brown says she has met with some detractors, though, including some in her own family.
I was talking with my grandmother, who I really love so much, about how I'm going to be speaking at the Colorado Springs climate strike. And she started laughing at me, and I was really upset because it's something that really means a lot to me, and it's something that I feel like everybody needs to care about in order to create change.
She says she does think the younger generation feels more pressure to act when it comes to climate change, but she says taking action has made her feel more powerful.
One time I was walking, like during passing period, and one kid stopped me and was like, "Oh my goodness, you're climate change girl." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he was like, "You're in charge of climate change." And I was like, "No." Not quite, but kind of.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
91.5 KRCC is a member of the Mountain West News Bureau. Find out more at krcc.org.